Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
Father, we come before you this afternoon to hear you. Lord, we ask that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. We ask, O God, that you open our eyes, Lord, that we behold wondrous things out of your law. Father, when your law is unfolded to us, O Lord, we ask that you reveal great and mighty things that we did not know of. May you reveal them to us this afternoon. We love you, Jesus. Speak to us, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
With a clap offering, why don't you take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you may be seated, these powerful people of Zion. Well, we want to continue with the message that we began last week. We are still sharing under the great umbrella, "It is a great thing to serve the Lord." Hallelujah. And I believe by this time you have realized that it is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great honor to stand in the house of God to share his word. It is a great privilege to stand before the people of God to share his word. Hallelujah. Amen. And I am really honored to stand here. I am really honored. Is that Steve? Wow. Steve, it is good to see you. And that is Chum in the back there. Wow. I am so honored. I am so honored to stand before wonderful people of God, including Steve and Chum. Hallelujah. To minister the word of God. Hallelujah. And is that Auntie Gladys? Wow. Mighty blessings. You are welcome. Powerful. We are really, really privileged to have some wonderful people in our church. Well, I said we want to continue with a message that we started sharing last week. And it is still under the great umbrella of "It is a great thing to serve the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. This year is our year of serving God. Amen. It is our year of serving God. Donna, 2015 is our year of serving God. We want to serve God. Hallelujah. We purpose to serve God. Amen. Of all the things that we could do with our lives, we have made a decision that we will serve God in 2015. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. So, I want us to read our foundational scripture in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18, before we continue. It says, "Then shall ye return and discern between who? The righteous and the unrighteous." There are righteous people and there are unrighteous people. Sometimes we can't make the difference. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can't make the difference. It looks as if we all work at McDonald's. It looks as if we all work at Morgan Stanley. It looks as if we all work at Chase Manhattan Bank. It looks as if we all do live in or live out. Isn't that so? It looks like that, but we shall return and we shall see that of all the living people, of all the Manhattan, the Chase Manhattan people, and all of the McDonald's people, there are the righteous and the unrighteous. There are the righteous and the wicked. Of all the nurses, there are righteous and the wicked. Of all the nurses, eight, there are the righteous and the wicked. He says, then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. This is a powerful scripture. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful scripture that God actually makes a distinction between those who serve him and those who do not serve him. You see, a lot of times people say, God made us all and he loves us. We are all the children of God. But God makes it specific. He says that he has given some people power to become the sons of God. And who are those people? Those who believe in him. Hallelujah. The believers, he has given them power to become the sons of God. Amen. So you cannot say that God created you so you are a son of God or you are a daughter of God. And this scripture, he makes it very clear. Even as we have become sons of God, even as we have become daughters of God, he says that he will also make a difference or a distinction between those who serve him and those who do not serve him. Those who do things for him and those who do not do things for him. He will separate them. He said that you will see a clear difference between those who serve him and those who do not serve him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does somebody understand what I'm sharing this afternoon? Wonderful. And so we have purpose that this year we will serve God. We have made a decision that we will serve God this year. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what is happening around us, we will serve God. Amen. Now, we decided that if we have made a decision to serve God, if you have chosen to get employed by God, just as we choose sometimes to get employed by certain companies, if we have made a decision to serve God, to work in God's company, then we need to know the rules of serving God. Hallelujah. So that is what we started sharing from last week. The rules of serving God. Amen. And I believe we were able to go through one of the rules. And what did we say? Were there people in the church? The first rule, we said, God alone must be your master. Hallelujah. Mavis, isn't that what we said? We said, God alone must be your master. God alone must be your master. And we read a scripture in Luke chapter 16 and verse 3. Luke 16 and verse number 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke 16 and verse 3. Why don't you all turn to that scripture and let us read it together. All of us. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh. Luke chapter 16 and verse 13 is what my scripture is. Please. Luke chapter 16 and verse 13. Luke chapter 16 and verse 13. 1, 2, 3, go. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have a good Bible, you realize that this print is in red. It means they are the words of Jesus. And he is the one that came from heaven. He is the one that knows the marking scheme. He is the one that knows what qualifies you to be a servant of God. And he says that no servant, you don't like the scripture? He says, no servant can serve two masters. No servant can serve, no matter who you are. He says, no servant can serve two masters. If you are a servant or you are positioning yourself to serve, then you cannot have two masters. He says, no servant, and we cannot be wiser than God. We cannot be wiser than God. You cannot say, as for me, I can maneuver such that I can do two things at the same time. I am able to multitask. I have the skill.
But the one who gave you the skill, he says, no servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot serve God and mammon. And we said that a master in your life, someone who is a master to you, is the one who can tell you what to do. Sometimes even against your own will. Sometimes even what you don't want to do, your master can tell you that you need to do this. That person or that thing which is able to dictate to you and to make you do things that you don't even want to do becomes your master. Hallelujah. And if you have chosen to serve God, then you are a servant and God is your master. Amen. You are a servant and God is your master. Hallelujah. But sometimes we have different masters. We have different masters. We say we are serving God. We are Christians and we have selected God to be our master. But we have other things which supersedes the orders of God. Hallelujah. So for instance, God says, come to church. But there is another master. There's another master in your life who will tell you, you can't go to church today. There's another master who will say, no, I will get dirty if you drive me in the snow. It is raining and you just wash me and I cannot go in the snow. So you look at your nice car that you have washed and you don't want to drive it in the snow or in the rain to go to another master's house. Hallelujah. So you realize that the car which you own now has become your master because you just wash it and you shine the wheels. You shine the wheels and you can't drive it. You are standing there and you are looking at it. Oh, I really want to go to church. But it says, don't take me. So you realize that your car becomes a master in your life. Hallelujah. Sometimes our jobs become masters in our lives. You want to serve God, but your job says no. You want to serve God, and just as you are putting yourself together, a phone call came. And it says, we need someone because someone called in sick. We need someone to work overtime. And then you calculate 1.5 times your salary for that day. And you say, Lord, I will go and I will bring you some of the offerings. I will double my offerings for that weekend. Who is your master? Hallelujah. Why didn't you come to church last Sunday? Oh, you know, I was waiting for Brother David and he didn't come to pick me up. I was all dressed and I was all ready. And I had my Bible and everything. In fact, I was in front of my house waiting for him, but he did not come. But you realize that a real master in your life, a real master, the one who you consider as a master, you don't need a right to go to your job. You don't need a right to go to your job. In fact, when the ride is leaving you, when you are going and the number 2 train is leaving you and the number 5 train is running, you run after it. You run after it. Because your master has called and you have to come. Your master has called and you have to respond. Hallelujah. So you realize that there are different masters in our lives. There are different things that control what God wants to do with us. Your master has called and you have to respond. Sometimes we say that, ask for God, he understands. You say, Lord, you know I was going, but you see the situation. Ask for God, he understands. Sometimes it rains and it snows and you can't even open your door to come out, but you find yourself digging into the snow. Where are you going? It's snow. I am going to work. You see yourself, by the time you get to work, your clothes are all wet up to your waist. And you say, my boss, he does not understand anything. My boss, he does not have children, so he doesn't understand these things. My child is sick, but you are going to work. Some of you, your child is sick, coughing, sneezing, running nose, and then you are taking head to the babysitter. You say, sit down, eat, and then you put in feeding bottles in their mouth. But a little cold, you say, my child will get... Your child is not sick. You say, a little cold, my child will be sick, I can't come to church. So you see who is your master. Hallelujah. You see who is your master. Amen. That is why in Exodus 20 and verse 3, he says, have no other God before me. He says, that is the first commandment. He says, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Anything that you put before God becomes a God to you. And that becomes your real master. Amen. Amen. So you see, what I'm trying to show you in this scripture is that you can never have two masters. I say you can never have two masters. Everyone can only have one master. And you make that decision. Who is your master? Ignatius, do you understand what I'm sharing? Every single person can have only one master. You see, you may pretend and feel like you have two masters, but Jesus is saying, no servant can serve two masters. That means every servant can serve only one master. Amen. Amen. But sometimes we have 2, 3, 4 masters that we serve. Amen. Amen. 1 John 2 and verse 15. 1 John 2 and verse 15. Are you coming along with me? Or you don't like my message? And I'm preaching. That is what is on the table today. So whether you like it or not, 1 John 2 and verse 15. That is what is on the table. That is what is on the menu. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. It says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, your comfort, your sleep is the lust of the flesh. It is what the flesh is telling you. It is too cold. The lust of the flesh wants warmth. It is too hot. The lust of the flesh wants an air conditioner. There is no air conditioning in the church. There is no heater in the church. The lust of the flesh dictates to you what you should do. He says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Hallelujah. The pride of life. Oh, he has bought a brand new car, so what? I can buy one. And then you go and buy one so that you show that you can also buy one. And now you have to forsake the Lord so that you can pay for that brand new car that you have bought. Hallelujah. He says, these things are not of the Lord. They are not of the Father. They do not come from the Father. Hallelujah. The pride of life, that you are the one. That you are the one with the longest heels in the church. You are the one with the most beautiful dress in the church. You are the one with the most expensive bag in the church. The pride of life. And it makes you work and work and work. Because you have one layaway in Macy's. They do have layaway in Macy's. One layaway JCPenney. One layaway at Marshall's. One layaway Conway. One layaway at, what is the shoe store? Payless. Which one? Pretty Girls. Easy Pickings. Little Things. They have stores like that. You have laid away all these places. And so you have to pay. You have to pay. Who is your master? MasterCard. MasterCard. You call it Master. It's your MasterCard is your master. MasterCard is your master. You say, I can't come to church. I have a lot of, my bills have come. I can't pay my tithe because my bills have come. It says, the pride of life the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, they are not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, the desires thereof, they pass away. But he that doeth the will of God, he abides forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James chapter 4 and verse 4. James 4, 4. James chapter 4 and verse 4. Are you coming along with me? Look at that. I'm reading from the Bible. He says, you adulteress, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? The things of the world that you love, it puts you in a position where you become an enemy of God. The houses and the cars and the clothes and the shoes that you love, the degrees that you love, the money that you love, it puts you in a position where you become an enemy of God. Hallelujah. He said, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. I say it again. I'm telling you again. Hallelujah. If you make yourself a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. A lot of times we have a lot of things that we are doing for the world and for the things of the world. And for that reason, it has taken us away from God completely. Matthew chapter 6. I'm just reading the scriptures. And verse 24. Hallelujah. Again, it says, no one can serve two masters. Are you coming along? It says, no one, say to your neighbor, no one. Say to your neighbor, you cannot serve two masters. Say, you can only serve one master. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, can you multitask? No matter how you can multitask. Oh, are you saying to your neighbor, no matter how you can multitask, you can only serve one master? Say, I didn't say it. Jesus said it. So if you have an issue, tell your neighbor, if you have an issue, take it up with Jesus. It says, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. He says, that is why I tell you not to worry. He says, that is why. This is the reason. Steve, he says, this is the reason. This is why. Because no man can serve two masters. He says, that is why I am telling you. This is the reason I am telling you. Because you have made a decision to serve God. You cannot have another master. And this is the reason why I am telling you this. These things that I'm going to say. Do you see? He says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Do you see? Because it is everyday life that makes us serve two masters. It is everyday life that makes us invite other masters into our lives. He says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink, or enough clothes to wear. Are these not everyday life? Why do you look like I'm preaching to some cows? Like you don't agree with what I'm saying. I say, are these not everyday life? Food and drink and clothes to wear? Place to stay and sleep? and wake up and take a shower? He said, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. You see, so as a Christian, you're not supposed to worry about everyday life. As a real Christian, as a servant of God, you're not supposed to worry about everyday life. Your master is telling you that. Your master, who is not like your boss, he said that he's not a man that he should lie. He's not like your boss that he should lie. Now what he's saying, he's not lying because he's not a man. He's not like your boss. And what he has said, he will ensure that it is done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And your boss is saying, do not worry about everyday's life. What to eat, what to drink, enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food? And your body more than clothing? Your body is more than clothing. The body that the Lord has given you, he says, it is more than clothing. Hallelujah. Have you not even realized that? How many times do you wash your clothes and soon they are fading and they are gone? But this body, you have washed it and washed it and washed it. And it's still there. And he's the one that gave you that clothing. It is your sins that has called for all these suits and tie and clothes. Otherwise, you have clothes which we don't need to change. And you see that the pastor is standing here with clothes. And all of you, you see all the women and the men sitting here with the clothes that God gave us. They didn't need any clothes. It's because of your sins. Now you have to wear skirt and blouse. Shirt and pants, all sorts of things. Amen. And he says, your body is more important than these clothes that you put on right now. He said, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Are you not far more valuable to the Father than the birds of the air? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? All your worries, they cannot add one single moment. It cannot add 2 minutes to your life. Amen. I have seen a lot of people die right in front of my eyes. Right in front of my eyes, young people and old people, and they're dying right in front of my eyes. And I see their life cut like this, and they are not able to. No man, no doctor, no instrument, nothing can add a moment to their lives. Nothing. You see that when the time comes, everyone leaves. We say, it is over. Do you all agree? Whether you agree or not, it is over. Hallelujah. You see, because sometimes when we run a code and we see that the person is dead. You see, the person is dead. The fingers are blue. The lips, the tongue is blue. Everything, the eyes are open with the pupils dilated. You see, the person is dead. And people are pushing on your chest and pushing on your chest and pushing on your chest. And somebody will ask, how many more minutes? 5 more minutes. Push on your chest. Push. And then they finish and say, do you all agree that this is over? Whether you agree. I don't know why we ask those questions. Because even if you don't agree, you cannot add a moment to the life. Hallelujah. And it says, all your worries, you cannot add a single moment to your life. And then why worry about your clothing? Why do you worry about clothing? Sometimes even clothing, for clothing's sake, you don't come to church. Because the one that you thought you could wear for the Easter Sunday, it's too tight at your waist. You see, you don't tell us all of it, but we know why. Why you didn't come to church. Amen. Because that clothes was a little tight. He said, why worry? Why? Why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. Hallelujah. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into fire tomorrow, he will certainly, certainly care for you. I say the Lord will certainly care for you. I say your master, he will certainly care for you. And he is not a man that he should lie. He said he will certainly, he will no doubt care for you. He will by all means care for you. He will under any circumstances care for you. No matter what the situation is, he will care for you. Your father will care for you. Amen. He will care for you. He will care for you. You have not proved him. Hallelujah. Amen. Says your master will care for you. Your father will care for you. Amen. He says, if God cares so wonderfully for the wildflowers that are here today and are thrown into the fire, will he certainly care for you? Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things. I say, don't worry about these things. Jesus is saying, he said, so don't worry about these things. What we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. He says, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Seek to serve the Father above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Hallelujah. Amen. King James Version, in that scripture, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want you to note something here. It says, seek ye first the kingdom. If you look at the scripture before this one, the scripture before this one, 32, sorry. It says, for after all these things, why, you cannot shrink the thing to make it. After all these things, do the Gentiles seek for, hallelujah. After all these things, do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. What are the things that the Gentiles? You know who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are unbelievers. The Gentiles are those who do not serve God. And I am saying that you are the ones who serve God. You are the ones, when he comes, he will see the difference. You are the ones who are the righteous. And you are not righteous because you are not a fornicator or you are not a thief, or you are righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I say you are righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says, for after all these things do the unbelievers look or seek after. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Look, you will see unbelievers looking for cars and looking for overtime. They are working overtime because they need money. They are not going to church and working for overtime because they need money. They are working overtime because they need shoes. They are working overtime because they need to pay their rent. And the Bible is saying, your heavenly Father, he knows that you also, believers, righteous people, you also have need of these things. You need them. You need to have clothes. You need to have wigs. You need to have makeups. You need to pay your rent. You need to have different kinds. You need to have shoes. Hallelujah. You need to have a place to live. You need to have a place to lay your head. Your heavenly Father knows that you need to have a bed in your bedroom. He knows that you need a nice winter coat. Hallelujah. Yes. He knows that. Look. Everything the unbelievers are looking for, your heavenly Father knows that you also need them. Everything the unbelievers, look, it's not a wrong thing. It's not the wrong thing to have them. that you find, you see someone driving a nice car, your heavenly Father knows that you also need a nice car. He says, these things, all the things that the Gentiles are looking for, Michael, all the things the unbelievers are running after, God knows that you also need them. Amen. Amen. God knows that you also need designer clothes. Oh, yes. God needs that you also need some real leather shoes. God knows that, you see, the unbelievers don't like to buy Payless. God knows that you also don't like Payless. That you are wearing them out of need and... You see, God knows that. Oh, yes. God knows that your choice of store is not Conway. God knows that. That if it is left to your if it left to you alone, Conway will not be the place that you will shop. Oh, no. 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 God knows that 28th Street is not your store. It's not the place where you buy your things. God knows that Muhammad on the Fordham Road selling those things on the table, that is not your shopping area. God knows that. God knows that. God knows that. So you see, when you see the unbelievers driving nice cars and they are driving, don't be angry and say, oh, cocaine. Don't say that. Because you also need them. You need them. And your heavenly Father knows that you also need them. Amen. God knows that that car is too small for 5 children. He knows that. Don't pretend. Don't make it look like it's so spiritual. That, you know, you are not worldly. So even as the Lord has blessed you, you are still driving this small Morris. You know what is Morris? You are so tall. You sit in a car and you are like this. God knows that you need a nice car. God knows that you need nice clothes. God knows that you need nice shoes. God knows that you need a nice house. Amen. Don't say it's because of God that, you know, even the Lord has blessed you, but because of God, I'm still living in this one bedroom with my 3 children or 4 children. God knows that you need 5 bedrooms and He will give you 5 bedrooms. I said, He will give you 5 bedrooms. He said that your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. The things that the unbelievers are looking for. Your heavenly Father knows that you also have need of these things. But He says, seek ye first the kingdom. That is what makes you different from the unbelievers' way of finding. That makes you different from unbelievers' way of getting the same thing. He says that, but you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be what? 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 It will be added. Now, I want you to see that these things, they are added. They are added. Now, what does it mean to add? What it means to add is that something is there. And you have to add to it. Something is there. Something must be there. And you have to add to it. And what must be there is seeking first the kingdom of God. Seeking first the kingdom of God. When the kingdom of God is there, these things, they are additions. These things, we don't look for them as the unbelievers are doing. These things, they are additions. We don't struggle for them. We don't skip church for them. We don't stop praying for them. We don't forsake prayer meetings for them. We hold the work of God for these things. These things, he says, just do the work of God. Serve God. And these things, they are added to them. They are added. They are added. Hallelujah. So it's like investment. It's like an investment. They say, bring this money down. Put this down. And then we will add. You see, sometimes at your workplaces, they say 403B or 401K. You put this and then they will match it. That means they will add it. So if you don't put anything, nothing is added to it. But when you put something, when you put there, then they can add. Anything that is an addition means something is there and you add to it. And he says, seek ye first my kingdom. That is the foundation. Lay it. Put it down. And all these other things, they will be added unto you. Hallelujah. They will be added unto you. Amen. You cannot serve God and another master, but seek him first, and he will add all these things to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let me give you one more before we go. One more of the rules. It says, you cannot serve God and expect rewards of service. You cannot serve God and expect rewards of service. You see, God is unlike the different masters that you serve. There are so many masters that you serve that when you serve them, you are expecting a reward. When you go to work, you are expecting a paycheck. When you do something for a friend, you are expecting that when the time comes, he also do something for you. When people go to funeral and they give money, they are expecting that when the time comes, you also will add some more or double it and bring it to them. Some people, they decrease it and then they give you half of what you give to them. But you see, God is not like that. God is the type that when you serve him, there is no expectation of rewards. You cannot serve God and expect rewards of service. Hallelujah. Luke 16 and verse 13. Luke 16 and verse 13. Let's read that again. It says, no servant can serve two masters. We said that. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon, or you cannot serve God and money. Hallelujah. You cannot serve God and have your mind on monetary rewards. You cannot serve God and expect that you'll be rewarded. Hallelujah. You cannot serve God and wait for a reward. You cannot serve God and wait that he will reward you with money. Amen. When you work for God, don't put your eyes on money. Hallelujah. I am so blessed to be a pastor in Lighthouse Chapel International. That we are privileged. We are privileged. And I say it's a privilege. It is such an honor that we serve God without pay. We serve God and we are not paid for what we do. Hallelujah. That you are serving God and you are expecting that they should give you shirt allowance. That when you preach, especially in the summer, your shirts get dirty and you sweat. And so they should give you shirt allowance. As your job, you see, they give you allowance for laundry. That, oh, if it wasn't for the church, I wouldn't be wearing all these things all the time. I need laundry allowance. Because of the church, I have to always take my suit to, because people hug you and they put makeup in your suit and all these things. So every week I have to wear wash my suit. And so I have to get allowance as a pastor. We don't get allowances. Amen. We are not here to share allowances. Hallelujah. That if I am working in the church and I am preaching, they have to give me water. They have to give me juice. I'm not entitled to it. I don't ask for it. I don't look forward to it. If it comes, I'll drink it. But it's not something that they have to, by all means. Where is my water? Finished preaching and they didn't give me my water. What is that? Where is my juice? That the man that is playing drums, he says, I play the drums and I sweat, but they don't serve me any water. They don't give me water to drink. They don't give me allowance. I sweat in my shirt. My shirt are all dirty and they don't give me allowance. We don't give allowance for serving God. We don't put our mind and our eyes on money as we serve God. Hallelujah. That you sing. And we are telling you that the way your voice is, you need to train your voice. You know, then they have to pay you for voice training. They have to pay you for voice training. I go for voice training every week and they charge me $50. So the church has to pay if you want me to sing. We don't serve God for money. Hallelujah. We don't serve God for money. That you drive every day to visit. You're driving. What? Okay, go and visit people. How? Use your car. Use your car. How? Use your car. Does the church have a car? The church does not have a car. Does the church have a bus? The church does not have a bus. Use your car and drive. but the gas are expensive. Yes, you are serving God. How come I visit people and I don't get allowance for gas and tolls? Go and visit somebody. Where? New Jersey. Hey, the George Washington Bridge is now, how much is it? About $14. Reverend, when I go and I come, the George Washington alone is $14. We don't serve God and expect a reward. Amen. We don't serve God and that you have tolls. Bills of... The other day I was looking at my bills for the Easy Pass. Easy Pass. You go and you come, they're charging you. You are happy that you are spending money to serve God. Amen. You are happy that you are serving money to serve God. Amen. 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 If I put you on that route, come and go, you quit the church. He says, I'll find a church near me. God is God. Anywhere you serve him is okay. How about serving God near me? There's a church next door. I can go there. Why should I spend all this money? It's the same God. You see? You don't want to. Amen. You see, today, it would have been so easy if I was... That is what shows who is your master. It would have been so easy when I look outside and then I look at the forecast and they say, it's going to snow from this morning to 1 a.m. tomorrow. I say, So, I said, but it's church, we are going. It's not work. It is church. The master call it. The master says, today is Sunday. We have to be in his house. So, let us go. I say, because of the snow, we have to leave early, quickly, park. Let us go. Amen. But if God is not your master, then you say, hey, my master says the weather is not right. So, and your master is the lust of the flesh, comfort of the body, and you want to sleep. You don't want to drive in hazardous weather. But the Lord will keep you. I say, God will keep you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will preserve you. I said, the Lord will keep you. If you are coming to church, the Lord will keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't serve God for the rewards of service. Amen. You don't serve God, you visit people and they have to pay you. Or you say, at least when I visit, the people should at least feed me. They should feed me. As you have come, and you have come, as you have visited them and you have shared, and you can't leave. You are waiting. You are waiting that they give you something. They should feed you, give you food to drink, and then give you food to eat, and give you a takeout also. Because you are single. Listen, if anyone comes to visit you, there's no reward of service. We don't feed the people who visit us. Amen. If I come to you, you don't have water, don't worry. I don't have to come. I'm not coming to look for water in your house. I come to visit you, and God will give me water to drink. Amen. Even if you don't have couch in your house, I'll stand and I'll visit you. And there's no shame to that. Oh, yes. You are a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you will not do anything for God if we don't praise you. Reward. You want reward. As after you are finished, after you are finished singing, you are looking. Where is the clap? Where is the clap? And then you make your mind, I'm not singing in this church again. Because they didn't clap for you. Rewards of service. You don't serve God and expect a reward of service. Hallelujah. You don't serve God and your mind is on what you will get. Hallelujah. That you are serving God and your mind is on that, oh, I want to be a pastor. Because as for a pastor, if you are a pastor, on a Christmas day, they bring you presents. They give you cards. Nobody has given me a card before. But when I become a pastor, Galatians 6 says, people will give me rewards. They will give me checks. They will give me money. They will serve me. They will have a special party for me with a cake. Not in Lighthouse. Not in Lighthouse. We do not serve God for the reward of money. Hallelujah. That is why certain preachings, you don't hear them in Lighthouse. I say that is why certain preachings, you don't hear them in Lighthouse. That is why Lighthouse pastors, you don't come and then dress like a poor man. Like you are so poor. Even if I don't have, I will try and have some nice thing to wear. So that you don't feel like, oh, pastor, the way his tie is, this tie, he has worn it out. I think we should gather some money and buy him some tie. Or buy him some suit. This one suit, he has worn it out. Oh, it's not nice. Let's buy him some. The other day, he was wearing his wife's scarf as a tie. Oh, it's not nice for a pastor to wear a scarf like that. Steve, we don't serve God for rewards of money. We don't serve God for rewards of money. Hallelujah. That the pastor is mobile. So you have to gather some funds and put together and make him happy. Amen. We do not serve God for the rewards of service. Hallelujah. I say we do not serve God for the rewards of service. Preaching certain messages, you know, and then making certain confessions and certain declarations that you bring me money. Or you, no. That is not the reason why we are here. That is not the reason. Hallelujah. I see a man coming in your life. And there are two people holding him back. I see a man. The other day when you were on Fordham Road, did the man look at you in a certain way? Aha, that is the man. But I went in the spirit and I was praying concerning you. And I prayed and I withheld Satan because I saw that the two men were holding him back from you. No. There was a third woman in that. And the man wanted to give that man to the woman. But that is the one that God has given you. I said, that is the one that God has given you. And you are going to marry. And I will intercede on your behalf. Hallelujah. And then I say, oh, your blouse is very nice. That means I want a similar one for my wife, you see. So, oh, your blouse is very nice. Where did you get that from? We don't preach for a rewards of service. We don't preach for a rewards of service. Hallelujah. We don't preach for the rewards of service. You are traveling, and I see two birds attacking the aircraft. I see it in the spirit. But I am interceding on your behalf. But remember me when you arrive safely. Remember me, your pastor. Amen. We do not serve God for the rewards of service. Hallelujah. I say we do not serve God for the rewards of service. Amen. Say certain things that will stimulate the church members to give you money. We don't do that. You never hear me preaching like that. You never hear any lighthouse pastor preaching like that. You want to preach that you will serve God. That is the vision. That you will be remain a believer. You will remain saved. And you will continue to serve God. That when Christ comes, you will be part of us as we are going to heaven. Miniaba, I have interceded for you. Oh, it requires fasting and intercession. I have put my stomach down for you. I am interceding for you. I said 2015, you will be married. Say amen. But when you marry, remember me. Hallelujah. Christmas is coming. Remember me. We don't serve God for the rewards of service. That I have served God and I'm still single. I have served God. I have prayed. Don't put your eyes. Don't put your mind on rewards of money or rewards of service. Do not put your mind on the rewards of. I have served God and I've been unemployed. So what? Your unemployment is not that important to God, but your service to Him is important. Amen. Hallelujah. You have served God and you are still unemployed. You have served God and you are still single. How can I serve God all from my childhood and somebody will take my beloved? I have served God and somebody has taken my beloved. An unbeliever has taken my beloved. Where was God? Oh, I have served God and my marriage is so difficult. Who told you that the reason why God brought his son to this world is so that your marriage will be easy? That is not the reason why God came to this world to die for your sins. Amen. Amen. Our time is up, but I have something that I was going to share with you. But let me tell you, serve God, serve God, serve God. Just serve God and don't look for the rewards of service. Serve God. Don't look for the rewards of service. Hallelujah. I have served God, but I don't see anything. I have served God, but I don't see the rewards. I have served God, and my marriage is still difficult. I have served God, my husband is still some way. I have served God, my wife is still some way. I have served God, and all my friends who were unbelievers and having abortion and all doing all sorts of things, they have children, and I don't have a child, and I'm still serving God. Let me tell you something. You see, when all things are well with you, when everything is working out for you, have you not seen how you don't even pray? When you are married and you have children and you sit at your table, you say, I will sit here, my husband is here, one child is there, and then we will have a nice dinner together as a family, and we do all things together as a family. I serve God, I don't do anything. We don't go outing. We don't go anywhere. Everything is church, 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 work, church work, and nothing. We don't go outing. When we come from our home and we come to church, is it not outing? Stand onto your feet and let us. Are we home? We are not home. We don't go outing. It is outing. We have come out to a mighty house, to the house of the King of Kings, to the house of the Lord of Lords. We don't go outing. What do you mean? We don't go outing. Right now, as I'm here, am I at home? I'm not at home. I am outing with my family. Amen. Why don't you clap for Jesus? Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord and make a declaration that you will serve him and you will not seek after rewards. You will serve him. You will not seek after the rewards. He will reward you anyway. He says that seek him first and all these things, they are added. We don't look for them. We don't ask for them. We don't search for them. We don't chase after them. They are added. He says, seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. Seek ye first. And when you have laid a foundation, he says, these things are added unto you. All these things the unbelievers are looking for. Your father knows that you need them. It is not something that you don't need because unbelievers are looking for them. You need them too. And he will add them to your life. Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thirsting, I come after you. Thanks to Jesus, Jesus, my joy, my reward. Sing your love restore my soul. Sing now of yours and you are mine. Now I'm yours and you are mine. From my heart, from my heart, as song will rise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord.
Oh, sing from your heart.
I love you,
sing it from
I
your heart.
You. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And my heart will follow wholly after you. Sing lovely, lovely, Lord, are your dwelling
from your heart.
Place.
Let it be. Let it come from your heart. Sing it as you sing. Mean it.
Yes.
Lord, you will love you. We will serve serve you. You alone are our master. We will make you the only master in our lives. We will serve you with all of our heart. He said that you will seek that. Those who serve you with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their soul, and with all their strength.
Thankful for this afternoon's word. We are thankful, Lord, for revealing to us that we cannot serve two masters. He says no man can serve two masters. Father, we declare this afternoon that you alone are our master. We will serve you alone, oh Jesus. We will serve you alone. We say you are our Lord and you are our master. We will serve you alone and no one else. We say no one can serve two masters. Every man will only have one master. And Lord, we make that decision this afternoon that you are our master. We will not serve you for the rewards of service. We will not serve you for the rewards of service. For you say these are the things the unbelievers look for. You say these things do the Gentiles seek, oh God. But seek ye first. We will seek you first. We will seek you and your kingdom. We will serve you and your kingdom. We will serve the ministry of Jesus Christ. We will serve in your ministry. And you say, as we do that, all these other things, they are added unto the service. They are not things that we search for. They are not things that we chase after. But you add them to us. Lord, we thank you for revealing these things to us. In the name of Jesus.
My heart will follow only after you.
If there's anyone here this afternoon, you are not born again, you want to give your life to Christ with all eyes closed, every head bowed. Please, let's respect this moment with all eyes closed and every head bowed. If you are here this afternoon, you are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. He says, you seek me first. Seek me first. Find me. Give your life to me first. And see that all the things that you are looking for, if I will not add them unto you. He says, he will add these things to you. These are additions. They are not the first. They are not the primary. They are not things that we search for. But they are things that are added to our lives. If you are here this afternoon, you want to give your life to Christ, just lift up your right hand wherever you are and I'll pray with you. You are far from Christ. Though you are here also, you come here Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday after Tuesday. But you know in your heart that you are very far away from Christ. If you were to die today, you are not even sure where you will go. But Christ is here to show you a place. He's here to receive you. If you are here, you want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Yes, lift up your right hand wherever you are standing and I'll share this short prayer with you. Anyone here like that? Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. We thank you, Father, for drawing us near, for causing us to be partakers of this great kingdom. We are grateful and honored and privileged to stand before you to serve you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap for Jesus as you take your seats?
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.